Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. This is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Sota. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Yesterday we explained how Rabbi Akiva darshened, he interpreted the superfluous vavs in order to derive lessons regarding the Sota. And now, incidental to that, we're going to discuss a number of other things that Rabbi Akiva interpreted, and they're off the topic of Sota, but this is how we got into this subject. So, Bo Beyom Darash Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah Beis says, on that day, Rabbi Akiva interpreted. So let's see what on that day is. We'll quick look in the Bart Neuro. Kohecha de Tninan Bo Beyom, any place where it says on that day. Beyom Shehoshivu es Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Linesius. Shinis Rabu HaTamidim. That refers to the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the head of the yeshiva and they increased in students. Because they gave permission for everyone to come. So they opened it up, opened admission policy, and the number of students increased exponentially. So on that day, that interpretation of Vinitma'a of our previous Mishnah was given, and incidental to that, we're going to discuss a number of other things that were on that day, that's our linchpin to connect them here in Sota. So back in the Mishnah, what did Rabbi Akiva say on that day? V'chol kli cheresh asher yipol mehem el tocho kol asher besocho yitma. So any earthenware vessel that a sheretz, a crawling creature, would fall into, anything that's on the inside of it would become tame, would become ritually impure. Eno omer tame ela yitma. It doesn't say it's impure. It says it will be impure. So what does that strange choice of words tell us? L'tame acherim, in order to impart purity in other things. So it will cause impurity. Limed al kikar sheni, shimatame es hashlishi. So we see from this that a roll that is of a second degree of impurity has the ability to render something else a third degree of impurity. Amar Rabbi Yeshua said when he heard this drasha from Rabbi Akiva, Mi yigala afar me'enecha Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. He said, who will remove the dirt from your eyes, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai? In other words, oh, if only Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai were alive to see this today. Why? Shahayisa Omer, because you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, used to say, Asid dor acher letahir kikar shlishi. He said that in the future, some generation is going to permit this role of a third degree of impurity, she'en lo mikra min haTorah, because it doesn't have a biblical source to support it. So he seemed to feel that this was in fact the proper halacha, but without a biblical source, people were going to do away with this halacha. She'en lo mikra min haTorah shehu tameh, because there's no source from the Torah that it's impure. V'halo Akiva tamidcha mevi lo mikra min haTorah shehu tameh. But now we see that your student, Rabbi Akiva, brought a verse from the Torah proving that it is in fact impure. Shene Amar, as we just said, kol asher besocho yitma, anything that's in this vessel renders, has the ability to cause something in the chain after it to become impure. Back to the Bart Neuro. V'halo Akiva talmidcha mevilo raya min hamikra shehu tameh. Rabbi Akiva brought proof from the Torah that it can render something a third degree of impurity. Af b'chulin, even when we're talking about regular food, not sacrificial food. V'ein halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Akiva. De'ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin, ela b'truma. That the halacha is that a second degree does not render something a third degree of impurity when it comes to regular unsanctified food, only when it comes to truma. Let's move on now with Mishnah Gimel. Bo b'yom darash Rabbi Akiva, something else that Rabbi Akiva said on the day when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became head of the yeshiva. Umadosim mechutz la'ir el pa'as kedma alpayim ba'ama. So it says that outside the Levite cities, you measure 2,000 cubits. An amma is about 18 inches. We call it a cubit. So you measure about 2,000 cubits to the east. Umikra acher omer, and another pasuk says, Mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amma sviv. So it says from the city wall outwards, 1,000 cubits roundabout. E efshar lomar elef amma. You can't say that it's 1,000 amma, shekvar nemar alpayim amma, because another verse says 2,000 ammas. V'e'efshar lomar alpayim amma, shekvar nemar elef amma. And you can't say that it's 2,000 ammas, because another verse says it's only 1,000. Ha'ketzad, so what's going on here? Elef amma migrash, v'alpayim amma tchum Shabbos. So the 1,000 ammas around the city, that is the open space, the empty, unused space. And the 2,000 ammas, that is the tchum Shabbos, the Shabbos boundary, the distance that one is permitted to walk on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer ben Osho, Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, and Rabbi Eliezer says, Elef Amma Migrash, the 1,000 Ammas around is the empty space, just like Rabbi Akiva said, V'alpayim Amma Sados Uchramim. And he says that the 2,000 Ammas, that's fields and vineyards. So those are the fields and vineyards surrounding the city. So again, in the Bar Nuro, Migrash, the empty space, Rachva Penuya, Mizria Umeolonos, Linoi Ha'ir. So it's a space that wasn't planted, it wasn't used for orchards, it's just to beautify the city. V'halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer b'Nosha Rabbi Yossi Haglili, and the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer, Shetchum Alpayim Amma D'Rabbanan, because the 2,000 Ammas that we used as the boundary for Shabbos, that was actually a measure set D'Rabbanan. So the halacha does not follow Rabbi Akiva in this matter either. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow with Mishnayos Daled and Hey, which will also bring us to the end of the fifth parak.